All right. Good evening. Welcome to the Rossford Exempted Village School District Regular Board of Education meeting of Monday, December 19th. Would you please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, roll call.
Tiffany.
Yes.
Sharon Belkoff.
Yes, here.
Lee Hoffman.
Here.
Kent Murphy.
Here.
Don Burks.
Here. Exhibit number 3A, the motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education hereby adopt the accompanying agenda as presented and adjusted, and also approve the consent agenda with any exceptions noted for its regular meeting of December 19th, 2022.
So moved.
Any questions or comments? I would just say when we're speaking, if we could speak into the mic, just so that way people can hear us. Roll call.
Kent Murphy.
Yes.
Jackie Hoffman.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Sharon Belkoff.
Yes.
Don Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 5, recognition of visitors. I don't believe we have any today, but thank you for those of you who are out this evening for our board meeting. Exhibit number 6, principals, directors, and supervisors monthly reports. Ms. Denzig, we'll begin with you.
Thank you all for your very detailed reports. I thought I would point a few things out from the reports. From the Rossford High School Junior High building, the enrollment looks like such. Sixth grade has 129 students, seventh grade 130, eighth grade 139, ninth grade 138. 10th grade has a 123, Penta 25, 11th grade 97, Penta 58, 12th grade 91, and Penta 71. Total at the downtown campus is 874 students. Total at Penta is 154. Congratulations to Allison Misko. She was the Wood County ESC Student of the Month, and so was Abigail Misko. The discipline numbers for the high school junior high look like as follows. Detentions, 86. Most of them were due to tardiness. Saturday school, 29. In-school suspension, 39. Out-of-school suspensions, 10. And one expulsion. Congratulations to the Link Crew's toy drive. They collected 360 items that will be donated to Wood County Children's Services. Sixth grade camp. After coming back, it's very exciting. The numbers currently look like there are 59 confirmed students attending and 6 confirmed not attending. For the Rossford Elementary, their enrollment is 841 students. Their discipline is number of students who lost recess, 5 students, 6 loss of recesses. Detention, there was 17, 16 of them students. Saturday school, 4 of them students. Bullying incidents, 0. Number of reassignments, 0. Emergency removals, 2, and those were 2 different students, and 1 out of school suspension. Of note, Mr. Taylor and Mrs. Heck are working to improve student behaviors on the bus. We have scheduled detentions for students to participate in to reteaching classes to learn proper bus behaviors and the expectations when riding on the bus. We use the Swiss data to identify students that are repeat offenders and seem to need extra support. We are asking parents to join us at the end of the session so that they may be involved in their children's well-being. This is the reason for the higher number of detentions. Mark Swavel, also, he is the director of curriculum, has said the results of the third grade fall ELA OST were released on Monday, December the 12th. 39% of our students of our 137 third graders scored proficient or above. 57% of the students have already met or exceeded the third grade reading guarantee benchmarks. So thank you very much for your very detailed reports. I appreciate everything you do.
All right. Thank you, Mrs. Belkoffer.
Thank you for your detailed reports. I agree with Tiffany. I appreciate them so much. And a very, very Merry Christmas to all of our staff and wonderful supporters.
All right, thank you, Mr. Murphy.
Just thank you for your reports.
All right, Mrs.
Puffin. Ditto. Thank you for your report.
All right, thank you. All right, exhibit number 7, Fall Sports Awards. Mr. Krebs will be acknowledging the student athletes who received special recognition for fall sports. And so I will turn it over to Mr. Krebs.
Yeah, just real quick, I laid a sheet at each board member's seat this evening. There were several individual records, RHS records, that were broken this fall season. In two different sports, both volleyball and football. The three that I would like to point out, though, farther down the sheet are students who received All-State honors. These three students and the team were recognized at this past Friday's home basketball game where their families were invited, plaques were presented, and again, the students were recognized. Of note, their All-State honors. We had Alex Williams was third-team All-State at quarterback. Jake Morrison, third-team All-State wide receiver, the All-State Academic Team Ohio High School Football Coaches Association. We had two individuals receive special recognition. That would be Jake Morrison again, as well as Jonah Schaefer, as well as the entire 22 football team received that All-Academic Team Ohio recognition. So I wanted to point those out. Make sure that the board was aware of those. And again, they were recognized at this past Friday's game, which was really terrific. So we're proud of everyone there. The records that are noted up above there will be added to the board of excellence that we have in the concourse here that our athletic boosters paid for and had placed there. So we're excited to get those changes in place as soon as possible. So great job.
All right. Yes, it's an awesome accomplishment. Thank you. All right. Exhibit number 8A1. The motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approves supplemental contracts effective the 2022-2023 school year as presented under Exhibit 8A1.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Sharon Belcoffer.
Yes.
Kent Murphrey.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 8A2, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approve the volunteers effective the 2022-2023 school year as presented under Exhibit 8A2.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Thank you for your time in volunteering.
Yeah, just thank you for volunteering.
All right, roll call.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Matt Murphrey.
Yes.
Sharon Belcoffer.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes, motion carries. Exhibit number 8B. The motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approve the agreement with the Educational Service Center of Lake Erie West for auxiliary services revision number 1, effective the 2022-2023 school year as presented under Exhibit B.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Kent Murphrey.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Sharon Belcoffer.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 8C, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approve the agreements with the Wood County Educational Service Center for one student seat and summer 2022 tutor services effective the 2022-2023 school year as presented under Exhibit 8C.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Sharon Belcoffer.
Yes.
Kent Murphrey.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 8D, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approve the purchase of 2 72-passenger gasoline conventional school buses as presented under Exhibit 8D.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Kent Murphrey.
Yes.
Sharon Belcoffer.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 8E, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education adopt the Board of Education resolution appointing Ken Sutter to the Penna Career Center Joint Vocational School District Board of Education for a 3-year term of office to commence on January 1st, 2023 and expire on December 31st, 2025 as presented under Exhibit 8E.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments?
No, just thanks for serving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Sharon Belcoffer.
Yes.
Matt Murphrey.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 8F, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approve the district's 2023 membership with the Ohio School Boards Association as presented under Exhibit 8F.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Sharon Belcoffer.
Yes.
Kent Murphy.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 8G, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approve the wrestling team's field trip request to Marion, Ohio from December 27th through the 29th of 2022 to participate in the Marion Harding Wrestling Tournament as presented under Exhibit 8G.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments?
Good luck.
Yep. Roll call.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Kent Murphy.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Sharon Belcoffer.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 8H, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approve the certificated staff to participate on the 2022-2023 school year response to intervention RTI teams as presented under Exhibit 8H.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Sharon Belcoffer.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Murphy.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 9A, these are our business, old business policies. The motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approve the policies as presented under Exhibit 9A.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Kent Murphy.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Sharon Belcoffer.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 10A. At this time, we open it up for audience participation. If you plan to speak, if you could sign your name at the front there with your address, you'll get 3 minutes to speak to the board and address the board only. And then from there, if we have more time, we have a 30-minute window of time, then we will call you back up if you have to go beyond the 3 minutes. So if Matt, could you give me the sheet, please? Thank you. So I can read, or I can, yes, yep. Call off the names here. Thank you so much. All right, so we will begin with Sandra, and I don't want to mess up your name, Stefan Martin, or I'm sorry, I didn't say it right, but Sandra. Oh, okay, you're just checking in. Okay, I'm sorry. Allison Switzer. Oh, okay. How about Kelly Dooling? Oh, okay. Well, welcome. Okay. Okay. Well, everyone is checked in. Thank you. Okay.
You're all welcome.
We usually, just so you know, we usually have this so that way if you would like to speak, then we can always get back to you all. So thank you for checking in. All right. Does anyone else who didn't sign up would like to address the board? All right. Well, then we will move on to exhibit number 11A, board reports. Ms. Denzig, we'll begin with you.
I have no reports at this time. Thank you.
All right. Ms. Belcoffer.
I have no reports at this time.
All right. And it sounds like one of you all is going to report for the facilities.
The facilities.
Mr. Yeah. Murphy, you want to go?
The project out at Glenwood is about 50% done. We're on budget, on time. If you've been by there, it looks great. Mm-hmm. I think that's about it, right?
Yeah.
Anything else, Dan?
No, I think everything is progressing smoothly. The panels are going up, the metal panels, and
I think the west side, which is the Lime City side, is probably the last one that we'll see. So we're trying to get it buttoned up.
Yeah,
I think by the dead of winter. So.
Yeah, Matt put some information, some pictures, brief update and highlights for everyone to read up on. But yeah, everything's going well.
All right.
It's going to be awesome.
I know, it's exciting.
Yeah.
Really exciting. And also, as far as facilities, we're going out for bid to do the, remember we talked about a couple of meetings ago on the tennis courts and the track. So the maintenance on those. So those are going to go out to bid, and then we'll start that project, those projects, as soon as school's out.
And those are maintenance items.
Yeah,
so.
That's right. Maintenance, taking care of the track and the tennis. So,
all right. Any questions about any of that from the board? All right. Well, I don't have any board reports because the rec board meeting was canceled. So There was really not too much to update. So we had no correspondence and we had 7 nice job notes. So this time, exhibit number 12, open discussion. We open it up to the board for any open discussion items.
Stop by Birch Drive. The Ageless Child's Christmas is up and running. 105,000 Christmas lights, all animated to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. 6,000 candy canes are being handed out this year. So,
all right.
Wait, yeah. Who's running that?
We are. The computer. Bob's outside right now.
Wow. Okay. That's good, though. Wow. That's a lot of lights.
Yeah. A lot of candy
canes. Yeah.
Yes, it is. Wow. A lot of candy canes.
Well, I do want to bring up, because we have not done our evaluations for our treasurer and our superintendent. So by beginning of next year, I should have something to you. I know Jackie and I were working on something a little different, just so that way we have more of a collective evaluation. I know we do our individual ones, but I think we'd like to move to more of an evaluative piece where we take the information from everyone and then we kind of put it into one language as opposed to separate languages. Because as a board, as I was looking, and Jackie and I have kind of looked at some of the boards in other districts and how they collectively bring that information together. So I will share that with you over the holiday. I'm sure you won't be looking at it too much, but I would like to hopefully get something going for the beginning of next year in January. So, all right. Exhibit number 13. We are now going to move for the organizational meeting. So I know we need to decide who will be the pro tem president for, and if you all are fine, I can take on that responsibility. And then we need to look at a date of when we would like to meet. So if everyone has their calendar or.
And we have to meet before the 20th?
15th.
18th?
Is it 15th? Is it the 15th? Oh, it is the 20th. See, I thought it was the 15th too. Okay, are you sure?
I don't know how I knew that because I usually don't know those things.
So it's the 20th.
You can do that right before the.
And I will say this because I know last time there's some confusion. Are we comfortable with doing both the organizational meeting and the regular meeting at the same time?
Yeah.
Because that's what, so we can just kind of flow into the next.
Or before, and then we do the organizational before, yes.
Yes, and then we would move into.
That's how we should do it.
Okay, as long as everyone's good with that. All right, so you said, and you like to kind of, Jamie, you're usually the one who says, let's do it around this time, because that's good for my office.
Well, I mean, any that week of the 9th is ideal.
Okay. I'm out of town that whole week.
Okay.
But the 9th through the
13th. We've got time the week of the 16th.
Okay, so then the 16th is obviously
a Monday.
Yeah, MLK. But then the 17th, what is everyone's
schedule? I cannot do a Tuesday.
Tuesday. What about that Wednesday?
That's fine.
The 18th. Is everyone good with that?
Yep.
I'm okay with the 18th.
Okay. So do we want to do it at the same time as we always do at 6:30?
Yes.
Okay. All right. 18th. And we will have it at the board. Is that what that means? The boardroom? Okay. All right.
And I'm glad to have you as our pro tem.
Okay. Yep, that's yep.
In agreement with that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll.
Okay.
We have to nominate.
We do that in the organizational meeting because we will then decide on committees and all of that at that time. All right. So exhibit number 14, it is recommended the Board of Education appoint Dawn Burks as president pro tem for the Rossford Board of Education organizational meeting and budget hearing of January 18th, 2023 at 6:30 p.m. I guess I'm thinking the boardroom.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay? All right.
So move.
Second.
All right. Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Thank you for doing that.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Jackie Hoffman.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Karen Belkoffer.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. All right. Exhibit number 15. The motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education adjourn the regular meeting of December 19th, 2022.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Any questions or comments?
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yes, and have a happy holiday. Thank you for coming out. Roll call.
And hang on. Hey,
yes.
And thank you for the donation.
Yeah, thank you.
Amy, I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Kent Murphy.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Sharon Belcoffer.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Meeting adjourned at 6:50 p.m. Once again, you guys have an awesome holiday break, and we will see you in the new year.